I think most animals will be pretty robust. Whether or not they remain California animals is another question.
Hi, I'm Cassandra Brooks with the Pacific Coast Science and Learning Center at Point Reyes National Seashore, and I'll be your host for part two of this episode of Earth to Skies Climate Cast. In part one, we discussed how climate change and ocean warming might be impacting the California Current and the animals that live there. Here we continue our conversation with oceanographer Dr. Frank Schwing about the impacts of climate change on the Point Reyes National Seashore, as well as the potential for dead zones and ocean acidification. So, Dr. Schwing, I was hoping you could tell us how climate change and changes in the California upwelling currents might specifically affect the Point Reyes region. I know there's a lot of elephant seal haul-out sites and a lot of great white sharks and many animals specific to this place. Could you comment on how some of these changes might affect them?
Yeah, well, climate change is a global process. The impacts on population organisms really occur at very local scales. It can be things like changes in the timing of upwelling, and Point Reyes is a very large upwelling area. So if we've seen delays there, it may be particularly sensitive to those changes compared to other areas, say, off of Washington or Southern California, where the seasonal cycle of upwelling is not as strong. In terms of marine mammals, again, one of the things we're going to probably see are these big shifts, geographic shifts in the distributions. So if their traditional haul-out areas are associated with a geographic feature like a point, then it may be at some point the conditions just are no longer ripe for them to return to those spots, and they'll be seeking other locations for their reproduction or other life history
further
activities.
Okay.
It may be further north, right?
What is the potential for us to have dead zones here off California due to the circulation changes you talked about?
Well, we actually are getting some dead zones here. We are seeing some interesting changes in the oxygen levels throughout the California Current. And we're seeing two things that appear to be occurring. One is climate change is slowing down the overall clockwise circulation of the Pacific Ocean. So we're seeing less of that subarctic water, and it's losing the battle with the subtropical water. When you combine that with the upwelling that we're getting, it's bringing that low oxygen water much closer to the surface than we've seen before. Fairly close to the surface at times, we're seeing what we call hypoxic water, which means water that's very difficult for most gilled animals to survive in. And an area we haven't talked about much is ocean acidification. We know relatively little about what the impacts of this are going to be. It's recent surveys have shown an alarming trend toward higher acidity in the waters off of California Current. Again, because of upwelling, these acidic waters are showing up very close to the surface.
Dr. Schwing said these acidic surface waters could be really detrimental in the formation of animals that are calcium carbonate-based, since carbonate can't form when you reach below a certain pH.
So that's an area that we're really concerned about in terms of being one of the consequences of climate change.
Are you fairly hopeful, though, most of the species here off of California will be robust enough to survive the next, say, century of climate change?
I think most animals will be pretty robust. Whether or not they remain California animals is another question. But both with natural variations in the ocean as well as things that are possibly driven by human activities, there'll be winners and losers. And if some of the animals don't fare so well, there'll be other species that will be more than happy to come in and take their place. The question is whether those animals that are replacing them will be appropriate for the ones that will benefit the various human activities in the ocean, not only economically, but socially, through recreation, and just the intrinsic connections we have with the ocean as living close to it for so many years.
I walked out of Dr. Schwing's office and out to the beach just across the street, wondering what the future will hold for the California coast and all the species that live there. One thing is clear. Having protected places like Point Reyes National Seashore will at least provide a stable place for creatures while they adjust to these tremendous changes. Earth to Skies ClimateCast is made possible through an innovative partnership between the National Park Service and NASA. The theme music was composed and performed by Karen Savaka. Each episode is written and produced by employees and partners of the National Park Service. For more information on the NASA Earth to Sky project, and to learn more about how climate change is impacting our national park system, visit www.earthtosky.org.